given a limit of only 3 minutes, you are permitting me only a very narrow representation, and I'm not happy about this, because we have one community. And it's a community that is solving its own problems, including the overcrowding, and it just needs the support if you will actually listen to us and work with us. I'd like to refer you to your very first sentence in the Cabinet report. You write, "Our ambition is to ensure that every resident in Lambeth has the opportunity to live in a good quality home that is affordable and suitable for their needs." I can clearly respond that the current proposal does not achieve this. Instead, the regeneration of Prestonham Gardens will result in at least 35% or higher increases in housing costs across all tenures. That's council tenants, leaseholders, private rental at least. In particular, homeowners are going to be facing a 50% increase in housing costs, an essential guarantee that many of the families and households will be caught in a cycle of chronic overcrowding and decline into poverty and potential homelessness. I see it in your faces that you don't believe me, and I feel that this is an exaggeration. However, I would like to refer you to the article in the International Journal of Law in the Built Environment about Mitesfield North regeneration. It describes the case of a family who had lived on the estate for 20 years, but was unable to afford their mortgage. Subsequently, because they were offered £200,000 less than the local market average for the home, they were also declared ineligible for a new shared ownership property due to insufficient household income. With no possibility of buying a new house in London and with no sustainable prospect of renting privately in the area, amounting to £2,400 a month compared to a previous monthly mortgage repayment of under £500. The family was evicted in August 2014, having been told to declare themselves homeless, to access temporary housing, and now are currently split up and living in friends' houses with no apparent route back to their neighbourhood. The offer you made to the homeowners of Mitesfield North is better than offer now on the table to residents of Prestonham Gardens, and Lambeth officers and Councillor Matthew Bennett have stated in very clear terms that they will not ever consider such an offer again. Also, mortgage eligibility criteria have further tightened since. So are the Cabinet members happy to make a decision tonight with the clear knowledge that they will be making families homeless, pushing them into poverty and onto the housing waiting list? Nor the value gap created as a result of house prices being artificially driven up by 50%. Let me give you an example. If a family is in a shared equity home but subsequently needs an extra bedroom, not only do they have to pay back the ever-growing value gap to the council of at least £150,000, they will also need to find the additional £100,000 for the extra bedroom. Could any of the Cabinet members here afford an extra £250,000? Can you get the mortgage for £250,000 on top of your current mortgage? I don't think so. The council officers have ignored all representations and comments from leaseholders with regards to the draft offers and have refused to support an independent legal review of them. Furthermore, we have not received a single response from a collated list of 5 pages of leaseholder questions. To claim that the officers have worked with leaseholders is a blatant lie. Even the leaseholders council rejected the key draft guarantees, and Jane Pickard should know that. I'd like to highlight a few more of the fundamental flaws in this, your report and proposal in front of you. One, there is no explanation how the full demolition option has miraculously turned into a viable option over the last couple of months. At the beginning of this year, the council was still explicitly telling residents that full demolition was not viable. In March, the MPB calculations showed a negative £20 million. How is it that now supposedly a positive £13 million? I have on multiple occasions requested a copy of the new financial model in order to check the calculations and methodology, even without the so-called commercially sensitive assumptions. This has been refused. What are you trying to hide? Based on my professional experience and looking at the mega data provided, I do believe the financials have been manipulated. And given numbers, highly prophesized track record so far of dodgy and flawed financials during this regeneration process, if I were in your shoes, I I would be extremely concerned. Mm-hmm. It should be noted also that despite this being a supposed council-led development, the level of disclosure of the financial models is much less than what was provided for the Somerleyton Grove development. Two, the viability of the full demolition of Cressingham Gardens is dependent upon the setup of a special purpose vehicle, SPV, and outside the housing revenue account. However, buried in the report is a statement that is unknown yet whether the SPV structure is viable. How can then the Regen team claim that full demolition is viable if they don't know the SPV structure is viable? Also, where is the assessment of the impact on the housing revenue account? My understanding of the current accounting rules is that the regeneration program in fact will bankrupt the housing revenue account. I refer you to the recent AWICS report for more information on this. So you are asking residents to sacrifice their homes in community for only 23 extra council rent homes when you can't even guarantee those will survive the planning process. What is much more shocking is this proposal doesn't even come close to meeting your target of 60% of additional new homes via council rent. The current proposal is a mere 10-15%.
I'm going to ask you to wrap up now.
I've
given you more than
enough. Yes, Pete. She's about to go to her phone. You are going to them.
It has to be the last point. Otherwise, we're going to start cutting off other speakers.
If you have read the Equalities Impact Assessment, you have seen the clear acknowledgement that you will be, in fact, primarily building new homes for buy-to-let landlords and for people, and I will quote you on this, with either higher capital assets or higher incomes. You are not building for the community here. It does not meet the requirements that this council set out for the regeneration programme. Instead, the council officers should be tasked to go back, reassess, and develop a proposal that actually does more good than harm.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.